Best show. Hi.
Hi. I've got something for the mascot topic, if that's okay.
Yeah, it is. It is. What do you got?
Well, mine's a weird one, and it's actually probably not very well known out there. In 2010, Rat drummer Robert Bobby Blotzer was hired to be the Newbridge Ratmen mascot, Ratface.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Which actually makes sense, because the Blotz was, in every sense of the word, a rat man.
Yes, he was the guy holding down the beat for Rat.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, his tenure did not last long, though, because, sadly, team captain Gus Brennan hated Bobby because Bobby wouldn't wear the head part of the rat costume because he said it ruined his perm.
He had a perm still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he still does.
Okay.
Shorter now, but he still has it. Yeah, yeah.
Sure, sure. A short perm.
Yes, which is, I think, the best perm.
Yeah, no, I think that sounds like, it sounds very appealing because they, it seems like there's no margin for error with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Full agreement.
You know what? Let's put it on the list.
Thank you.
Bobby Blotzer as Newbridge Ratman, number 40. Please.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, you did it. You got, I didn't catch your name. Who is this?
Tom, this is Bill Chippert Jr. calling from the Newbridge Republican Herald Times Democrat.
Bill Chippert Jr. Really?
That's right, yes.
Wow. Yes. The Bill Chippert Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a bit of a get, I gotta say. Also, I'm a fan. Well, first of all, for some context for people who don't live around Newbridge, your dad, Bill Chippert Sr., actually called this show, the best show, 17 or so years ago, promoting this lid blower he had for something called Toilet Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I know that I don't think that story went particularly well, for your dad. I think he was successfully sued for like everything he had by the band Pant Pudding.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. It was devastating to him and the family. Thankfully, he was able to, you know, kind of scrape his way back, and we weren't like in penury, but it was bad for a long stretch. Yeah, that was, mm-hmm. that was one of the family's dark eras for sure. Yeah.
Well, your dad was a good journalist. I guess he had that was maybe a shortcoming, that whole Toilet Rock thing. But I got to say, I am a fan of your column. You have a column called Street Prowler in the Herald Times Democrat, and I always look forward to your column. Your article on, you did an expose on Judge Davies, which was just breathtaking. And you went into some shocking depth with the device. You actually located it.
I was the first person to actually see the device. Other than, of course, the Judge Davies. And, yeah, some say I went too heavy on the, you know, the nuts and bolts of the device. But I felt like that was something that the public needed to know. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was exacting detail with it. I enjoyed the detail.
Many people were curious about what exactly made the whooshing sound that of course, preceded the thud. Yeah.
And what was it?
I don't think I can actually say it on the air. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. No, I appreciate you showing some restraint with that. You also did an amazing article on the Newbridge Peeper. And I was so shocked. It turned out the peeper was not one person. It was a hockey team.
It was, yes. And, you know, I thought that, if nothing else, my story would get them at the very least suspended from play. But for some reason, that didn't happen. And I find that to be a huge failing of justice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're great stories, and you're really, you're a great journalist with a real knack for this.
Well, thank you. That is very flattering, son.
Well, actually, I'm probably, around the same age as you. I you don't need to call me son.
Actually, I think I'm younger than you, but I feel I have you know, a gravitas you have yet to inhabit. So I do feel that son is warranted in this case.
Okay. Well, we might disagree on that, but fair enough.
That's fair. Yeah, fair enough. You know, you mentioned my dear dad, Bill Chippert Sr. Oh, what a father, what a reporter, what a man. You know, there were times it was very hard to separate the three, and, he certainly took the myth of the hard-boiled, hard-drinking newspaper reporter to its extreme. And, you know, sadly, he died 10 years ago of flagrant dehydration due to only drinking brown liquor and zero water for 20 years, which was, that was really hard for all of us. To say nothing of his terrible diet, which consisted of one giant ham and Swiss on rye and five cigars a day. It's interesting. He really thought there were vitamins in the smoke from the higher quality cigars. So
he thought that the more expensive ones had health properties.
He thought that was where vitamin C was from.
Why? Because it stands for cigar?
Yeah, because the first letter of cigar is C. He was very smart, but he's very, very naive about a lot of other things, Tom.
No, it sounds like it. That's pretty, it's very unique.
Yeah. I mean, sure, he was barely there for me as a father due to his marathon stretches working on big lid blowers. But, you know, I savor those late nights when I couldn't sleep and I'd wander down to the living room where he'd be sprawled out on the couch, and I'd sit in rapt attention as he'd regale me with tales of fist fights with Gus Brennan, run-ins with the Colonelino crime family, and various and sordid affairs with several female and male members of the Larson clan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of action, huh?
A lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, he was like the Jimmy Breslin of Newbridge. He was not afraid to scrap. He was not afraid to. In his words, get down in the sheets, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, a lot of great stories. So, but you know, Tom, son, I'm calling it because I really need your help.
Okay. What do you need help with?
Well, I can't think of many other Newbridge FPs who are more in touch with the local kids than you.
Okay, well, it's very flattering.
It's the truth. When it comes to having their ear to the ground regarding what's going on in the streets of Newbridge, you, Tom, are a certified badass.
Oh, why? Thank you.
It's true. You know, you've done so much for the kids of Newbridge with your long stretch of altruism, you know, your little podcaster summer camp, your Pizza Pals charity, the course you teach on ELP's Tarkus at the Newbridge School of Progressive Rock Studies, the vintage pinball machines you donated to the Newbridge School for Ne'er-Do-Well Teens, and of course your midnight power pop dance jamborees. It's very impressive what you've done.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. I'm not saying anything that's, you know, that your listeners don't know. You've got such a great relationship with the kids. And Tom, in the course of working on what started off as a pretty soft puff piece on what Newbridge High School kids are doing to occupy themselves during this pandemic, I became aware of several very alarming things that the kids of Newbridge are up to, and I need you to help spread the word to adults about what's going on, but I also need you to use your influence to stop the kids from doing these terrible things.
Like, what kind of terrible things are these kids doing?
Okay, well, before I tell you, I have to ask you to prepare yourself for what you're about to hear, because what you're going to hear is very graphic and flagrantly disturbing.
Okay, I'm prepared.
All right. Well, the things my teenage sources told me are not for the faint of heart, liver, kidneys, or whatever organ one cares to name. So here we go. All right. We'll start off with the least offensive one. The kids told me what they like to do is called pulling a Joey.
Okay. What is pulling a Joey?
That's when teens will drink a liter of hot Dr. Pepper, and then they'll go into a Target store and put on as many articles of clothing as possible. So they're just like a walking, you know, remember like little Ralphie and Ralphie's brother. I can't remember what Ralphie's brother's name is in A Christmas Story, when he puts on his snowsuit and he can't even get his arms down, remember?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's just like that, like super just maxed out in terms of clothing on their body. And then the kids walk out of the store wearing basically dozens of stolen clothes, which is a crime in itself, but, you know, the added, you know, the body heat that this thing is generating, you know, it's super dangerous because they only do it in the summer. And apparently this idea originated on an episode of a show called Friends, when Joey put on all of a character named Chandler's clothes at the same time. So I guess that's the backstory of this thing.
Okay, well, that's wild.
Yeah, it's a bad one, right? I'll tell you about the Mayo Decathlon now.
The what?
The Mayo Decathlon.
The Mayo Decathlon. Okay, what is that?
Okay, well, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so basically kids will smear themselves in mayonnaise, and then they'll participate in a variety of sports for hours in the hot sun, like softball, volleyball, badminton, basketball, track and field, all sorts of games. And the goal is to win a game before the mayonnaise either goes rancid or gets baked into their skin.
Ew.
That's terrible. Awful.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's truly disgusting, and from what I hear, several kids are still in the hospital from it, and it's only April.
Okay. That's rough.
Yeah. All right, and here's an even rougher one. This one's called Doing the Don.
Doing the Don. What is that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of these kids have taken to seeing how much they can make themselves look like former President Donald Trump.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Okay. I mean, are they like, young Republican worshippers of him or something?
No, that's the thing. It has nothing to do with politics. They don't necessarily agree with the politics or think he's cool. It's just a big joke to them because he's visually so upsetting. But basically, these kids are spending thousands of their parents' dollars or stealing ill-fitting blue suits with these really long red ties. And they're even dyeing and altering their hair to look like Trump's, and some are even getting full orange tattoos with that white raccoon kind of style eye rings that Trump has, you know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, that's very troubling.
Permanent. And it's permanent, too, so...
Oh, my God.
They think it's funny now, but what happens when these kids apply for college or jobs? They're going to be living in the gutter by age 26, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess so, but that's rough.
Yeah,
that's
rough. That's
scary stuff. Yeah. What's that?
Dancing with the Stars.
What is that?
This is when kids launch themselves into the sky via these industrial cranes that they steal from Home Depot. You've seen these things, right?
Yes, I know what you mean. Like industrial equipment that Home Depot rents.
Yeah. So when the kids are flying through the air, they pretend to do these crazy dance moves, and they film them for TikTok. And this game is incredibly dangerous, Tom. And from what they tell me, numerous kids have crashed into the sides of buildings, you know, fallen into swimming pools and nearly drowned. And it's just a nightmare. But these kids, they're addicted to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, these are all, this is very alarming.
Tom, I didn't even tell you about the worst one.
What is the worst one?
They call it Mick Kaboom.
Mick Kaboom. Okay, what is that?
Basically, kids will buy a dozen cheeseburgers from McDonald's. They'll put a lit M80 firecracker into one of the burgers. Then they'll put all the burgers in a bag, mix up the bag. Each kid will reach into the bag, grab a burger, and start eating. And one of those kids is guaranteed to eat a lit M80. If that doesn't make you weep for the future of our fair city, I don't know what will.
Well, that is very upsetting. I mean, can I just ask you, have you actually seen the kids do these things?
Well, define C.
I mean, define C is like, have you seen, have your eyes witnessed this?
Technically, no, but I have full faith in my sources. These are good but troubled kids, and yeah, there's no way these kids are lying. I believe them, and it's this is the real deal, Tom, and I think you should be as alarmed as I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. I mean, so you've got sources on this. If you're not literally an eyewitness, but you have sources.
Yes, and I trust these sources with my.
Okay. Wife. Would you, I mean, is this something you'd be willing to share, or are you just the names of these kids that actually are doing these incredible things?
You want me to name sources?
Well, I mean, you're telling these. These really terrifying stories.
Newsflash. A reporter never reveals his sources. And I'll tell you one thing. I will go to jail before I give up a source. You know, you've got a lot of nerve asking. Wait.
What? What's wrong?
Well, you know, I only referred to these kids by their first initial when we communicated via that app Shadow Talk.
Okay.
But now that I'm actually looking at the kids' full names in my notebook when I first took the names down, all right, check this out. The main source, his name is, it's Joe, and the last name is spelled B-L-O, UGH, which is, he pronounced it blow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, Bill, it's clearly that's a fake name that's out of like an SCTV, out of like Mel's Rock Pile from SCTV.
What's SCTV? I don't know what that is.
Well, it was a funny show from the 80s.
Oh, it's TV. See, when we were kids, Bill Sr. made us sign this oath saying that we would not watch TV until we were 50, and then it could only be church or carpentry programs, which was very odd because Bill Sr. was practically glued to late-night Cinemax in his den most nights. And funny, I even found an unfinished Lady Chatterley's Lover script that Bill Sr. wrote in his desk when I cleaned it out after he died.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. The male lead character in his script was named Chip Dilbert, and he smoked an oversized cigar while he pleasured Lady C.
Ugh. Well, let me ask you this, Bill. Joe Blow is one name you got. What were some of the other names that you've been getting from these kids you've been talking to?
Off the record, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, there was a young man named Hal was his first name. Last name was Jalika Kick.
Mm-hmm.
One boy's name is Jack Torse, T-O-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
A very street tough gal named Talette Petitucci, and her boyfriend Dirk Funk, a kid named Whitfield Crane, and a very tiny, very awful person named Timmy Von Trimble.
Uh-huh. I'm a little shocked right now, Bill. And actually a little impressed because these names that these kids are using are taken from like some of the biggest like prank phone calls from the 90s, like famous, like what? Taped prank phone calls. Like, how'd you like a kick? That's too bar.
What's that?
That was a prank thing from, it came out in the 90s or circulated in the 90s. It came out, was recorded years earlier. Jack Tours, you said? That's a Jerky Boys one. And then Dirk Funk and Towlette Petitucci. That's Longmont, Potion Castle. And, and Greg Turkington used Whitfield Crane with his pranks. But actually, Timmy Von Trimble's a real person. He's called the show before. He's actually a complete creep.
Oh, so
but he's real.
Oh. Yeah, the Von Trimble kid was the most disturbing of all of them. He said some very inflammatory and some very inflammatory things about a variety of different people. And he was always asking me to put him in my pocket and take him to Donnie's House of Erotic Words and Images.
Gucci, that's Longmont.
1426.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I gotta say, it looks like you've been pranked by these kids, Bill Jr.
Oh, boy. As Ronald Reagan said about Iran-Contra, my heart tells me this is bullshit, but the facts tell me that it might not be bullshit.
Okay.
This article is hitting the streets tomorrow morning, and most likely it's going to make me the laughing stock among my peers. But, maybe this is my wake-up call to see Bill Sr.'s TV program's dream become a reality. You're involved in TV, right? Is that right?
Sure, I've worked in TV before, yeah.
Oh, this is great because I have a 3-ring binder full of his TV show ideas. And I'm just skimming through this right now. And the ideas are really good. I'm sure you could help me with these. MASH, But Dirty, Laverne and Shirley in Space, Punk Rock A-Team, The Golden Men, which I guess was a male version of the Golden Girls, Principal Victoria Principal, she's a high school or something. Beretta Meets Alf. It's pretty great stuff, right?
I gotta say, those are all pretty bad ideas.
All right, what about this one? I think this is the best one of all. It's a show about a teenage guitarist who lives in the year 2035. And Tom, you're never going to guess what twist my dad came up with. You're never going to guess.
Never. Okay. Well, let me guess. He's a guitarist. Rock music has been banned by the government, and he's using his guitar to play rock and roll that would like lead the oppressed people to freedom. How close am I?
Wait, have you seen this binder?
No, I've not seen the binder.
Well, how do you know that?
Because it's a really basic idea.
You know what? You think you're a big man because you drive a bright yellow Mini Cooper with the lyrics to Yellow Submarine written on it and a horn that plays the first seven notes of Mr. Moonlight when you honk it. Well, you know what? I'm rescinding your badass certification. I am decertifying you as a badass.
Oh, so now I'm a decertified badass.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I going to do?
Now, here's what you're not going to do. You're not going to get a speedboat loan without that. It's just not going to happen, you putz. Chippered out.
Chippered out. Okay. You really hanging up? Oh, you hung up. He was not lying. Well, that's an odd exchange.